Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The shortstop, Jerry Terrell. Batting third. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fifth. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Craig Kuzik. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dave McKay. Batting ninth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The DH, Darren Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Niles Nyman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Bostock moves to second. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford takes first base on ball four. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horta. The throw from Roof and he is out, Carew applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Kuzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzik hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bostock takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell bunts towards third. Melton can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bostock moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into right field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cusick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dent for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. Cusick is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Henderson. Braun reaches second base with a double. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-1 in the game. McKay hits a line drive into left field. Hairston picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hairston. Braun scores. McKay moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hairston strikes out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cusick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Squires for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horta. The throw from Roof and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Terrell moves to second. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terrell moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0-for-1 in the game. Nyman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bostock. Nyman reaches second base with a double. Melton moves to third. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bostock, who is chasing the ball. Dent reaches third base with a triple. Melton scores. Nyman scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dent scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-2 in the game. Squires hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Carew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Kuzick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzick is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuzick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Horta hits a line drive into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-2 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Wood covering, for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-2 in the game. Downing hits a pop-up towards third. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Coluccio now playing left field. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coluccio. Ford reaches second base with a double. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ford moves to third. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-3 in the game. Cusick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ford scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Rich Gossage now pitching. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 3 in the game. Squires takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Squires. The throw from roof and he is safe. Squires steals second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Horta hits a line drive into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McKay is called out on strikes. 1 out. John Briggs pinch hits for Phil Roof. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bostock takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Terrell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.